There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Today, hello, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden here for Thursday, the 2nd of April on this good day. All right. So, before we get into the issues of the day, what did you do yesterday that caused dozens of people to send me postings, email, Facebook, etc., etc.? Richie really got you good yesterday. I don't know what you did yesterday. What did you do? I don't have the slightest idea.
Nobody told you?
No. Nobody told me a thing. What did you do?
I'm going to let you figure it out for yourself.
I don't know. Listen, all I know is what I figured was you just posted something that suggested that people send me an email and say, wow, Richie really got you. And all that Richie did was send an email around to a Facebook post to tell me that Richie really got me. And that was the extent of it.
Maybe not.
Yeah, okay.
But you haven't seen it yet.
No, I haven't seen a thing.
Okay.
No.
You'll see it. Don't worry.
Okay. 888-302-3684 connects with us. Rich or Doug at DougSteffen.com, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot of conversation today about the fact that McDonald's has boosted its pay. We had a little 2020 News Quiz question about this in the last hour. McDonald's adding a dollar over minimum wage to take care of its employees. 90,000 of its employees. And so people started talking not only about McDonald's, but Burger King, and then they talk about Walmart, which is notorious for not paying well. Walmart went to great lengths to publicize the pay hike and tell everybody what a victory it was for its 1.3 million employees. However, if you turn this around, understand the tax consequences of this. You, the American taxpayer, will actually foot the bill for the subsidies that are going to be needed to compensate Walmart for paying low wages. So how do you get to that conclusion, Doug? It's a report that came out yesterday by the Americans for Tax Fairness, which calculated that the increase to $9 an hour for Walmart workers will not be enough to get many of them off of public assistance.
Right.
And that really is sort of the bottom line here. The fellow who runs the Americans for Tax Fairness said, quote, most people think those abusing the system are the poor and often the undeserving poor, but this report reveals that workers who are actually working full-time but can't cut it on these wages, rest of us are helping them along through tax subsidies. Ideally, you'd want the companies employing the people to pay the full freight. That's not it. $9 an hour, 34 hours a week, which is what Walmart considers to be full-time. Employee makes that kind of dough, makes about 16 grand a year. Who in the name of heavens can live on 16? Can you imagine your life, Richie, on 16 grand a year?
No, I cannot. And that's why I make more than that.
Yeah. Well,
okay. Here's the thing.
All right. Choices.
If you cannot make it on 16 grand a year, go do something else that can get you more than 16 grand
jobs.
A year.
Right. I find this manipulative. It's time as an employer to have somebody tell me what I have to pay anybody who works for me.
Right.
That ought to be between me and them.
I employ people here. Okay,
yeah,
at the network.
Yeah.
And I know the wage that I have to start them at.
In order to get anybody.
In order to get somebody, A,
yeah.
And keep them, B.
Yeah.
And if I don't go to that rate, I will not be able to. I know that 3, 4, 6 months down the road, that they will start looking for another job.
Yeah. and you spend all that money training them.
Right. But see, some people, a lot of radio stations around town, they don't care. Uh-huh. Because they know at the little bit lower rate that they'll have somebody for 3 or 4 months, 6 months, they'll move along, and then somebody else will come in because it's a desirable job. Everyone wants to get in radio, right? Mm. So, but I don't want to do that. I want people to stay here for 5 or 6 years. So same with Walmart. Walmart knows, listen, this is all this job is worth, and if you don't like it, I can get another guy to come in or another girl to come in and do it for that for $9 an hour.
Yeah.
So why should I pay more?
Mm-hmm.
And
they don't have, it doesn't require a lot of training. It's not skilled labor.
Right.
So it's just
what skills do you bring to that job that make me need to keep you?
It's a body.
Right.
Okay. In a minute or two, we're going to talk about, let's sort of ramp this up a little bit. The ever and ongoing discussion forever. People are talking about the divide between rich and poor and its impact that goes further than just how much you have in the bank. I'll explain in a matter of moments here on Good Day. Right now, though, I'd like to have you pay attention to some really amazing news that I have for you as we all hope and pray for warmer weather, better conditions. You'll be outside. You'll be mowing the lawn. You'll be going out. Maybe have a nice evening at an outside restaurant. We're not all lucky, privileged to be, as I have been. I had lunch yesterday at an outdoor restaurant in Los Angeles. It was wonderful. It was 86 degrees, just a beautiful day. But I was looking around at the people who were there. It was a weekday here in Los Angeles, and the air was blowing around. And I was thinking about people who don't have as much hair as they would like to have. That's the case when you get into the warm weather. More people are conscious of their hairline as you go swimming and you come out, and it really is apparent how much you have under that circumstance. So, if you have thinning hair and you would like to have more hair.
Hey, Doug, let's try this again in 60 seconds. It's 13 past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states. And loss number 3030.
Still need to file your taxes? Don't forget that some of the things you did last year could be worth valuable tax deductions and credits. If you took your children to summer day camp, you may be eligible to claim the child and dependent care credit. TurboTax will walk you through over 350 tax deductions and credits so you don't forget them. Go to TurboTax.com today and get started free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLite technology actually is different. It's the superior protection synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Musicians, save up to 55% off during Guitar Center Spring Savings Event. Come in and get hands-on with your dream guitar, drum set, keyboard, recording gear, DJ rig, and more. Get deals like an 88-key digital piano for just $149, a Tama Rockstar or Mapex Piccolo snare drum just $49, or a 15-inch powered PA speaker just $129. Save big on the gear you really want. Don't miss the savings this Easter weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. on the road, at the beach, or at home. Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with some small business solutions for the spring season. The ergonomic LG Tone Ultra Bluetooth wireless headset was designed to offer seamless communication in your life. Make hands-free calls and listen to music with easy access controls. JBL's signature sound provides great fidelity while delivering up to 15 hours of talk time. It's available in black and white for under $100. Dyson's new V6 Absolute Cordless Stick Vac picks up everything. It's the most powerful cordless vacuum on the market today, and the first to feature HEPA filtration. It comes with two cleaner heads for powerful performance on carpets and hard floors. The V6 Absolute is now available at Dyson.com. Canon's Maxify MB2320 printer delivers high speeds, affordable, high-quality printing, and cloud storage capability. Its huge 500-sheet paper capacity, fax and scanning features promise seamless performance. Canon always provides their award-winning U.S.-based support. The MB2320 has an MSRP under $200. Carbonite's affordable automatic business backup pro and server plans provide secure cloud storage to an unlimited number of devices. Your business data will always be safe, so much so Carbonite even meets HIPAA's strict requirements. Carbonite provides anytime access to your data from any device. Enter code SPRING and get 3 bonus months free at Carbonite.com. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
Okay, how are we doing?
Welcome back.
Yeah, very handy. All right. So, where were we when we were so rudely interrupted? Oh, I was talking about your hair. That's what happened. These are the moments that we, what's that line from the television show? The moments we cherish in our lives. The times when things don't work the way you want them to do. This is a technological feat that probably isn't important for you to understand. It's just that the way we do this radio program is not like most other radio programs are done, in that there are a lot of components to it, including the fact that I'm not always in the same place. And the technology that really is used today is amazing stuff. But every once in a while, it burps. Or there's some form of gaseous interference on our lines, and that's what Richie's been dealing with for the last couple of minutes. So that's why you didn't hear me. But I know what I had started to talk about was Provia and how you could use Provia as a way to treat your thinning hair. So I probably should finish that thought, don't you think, Richie?
Quickly, please, yes.
Okay. Provia works miracles. Your hair, the scalp, needs to be cleansed. The pores are plugged up. So Provia is the natural way to unplug the pores. The hair, the follicles of hair underneath, will come through, and that's why you'll see a lot of new hair growth, and that's why, and it's something in Provia that also makes your hair thicker and much more easily managed, shall we say. Here's how you get Provia. 800-525-8319 to order Provia now. 800-525-8319. Upgrade to priority shipping. Mention Doug Steffen. 800-525-8319.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Okay, it's One Hit Wonder time. This is a song called Talking in Your Sleep. The group had only one hit, a top pop single hit, and it was during this week in 1983. So if you know who this is, you'll dial us at 888-302-3684. Tell us who's singing Talking in Your Sleep.
When you close your eyes, go to sleep.
This contest gets a CD full of one-hit wonders. This song, Talking in Your Sleep, group from Detroit, Michigan, made it to the top of the pop charts this week, 1983. So if you know who it is, you dial us at 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of the band. Formed on Valentine's Day in 1977. They took their name because of Valentine's Day. Maybe that'll help you a little bit. Their style was mainly influenced by 1950s American rock bands and some of the garage bands that were around in the 60s, Richie. All members of the band were involved in writing original material for this group. Their album called In Heat went certified gold in the U.S. and produced this single, Talking in Your Sleep. And then there was a lawsuit that was filed against the band's manager for misuse of the money. They were out working. This guy had the money and he ran away with it, so they weren't making any money.
Wow.
How do you like them apples?
You know, I was just about to have to seriously challenge this one.
How's that?
Well, because this band's most well-known song by far is What I Like About You.
Yeah, but it didn't make it into the...
But it did not make it, I mean, it only charted at number 49.
Yeah.
But right. By far, their most well-known song is What I Like About You.
Uh-huh.
That blows my mind. I did not know that.
All right, Richie, calm down.
No, it's just it's really strange.
One of their songs, What I Like About You, as Richie's suggesting, made it into the number 2 spot in Australia, but only number 49, as Richie said, here in our country. So who is this? 888-302-3684. How much more have you got of the song?
I'm blown away.
It's okay, Richie. Hi, here's Don in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Hi, Don. Welcome to Good Day. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
That's good. I'm glad to hear that enthusiasm in your voice. So you've dialed us up at 888-302 Doug to tell us the name of this group.
Yes, The Romantics.
The Romantics. All right. Did that come into your mind because you remembered the song, or did you look it up? How did you come by having
Yes,
I
remembered the song. I kind of liked that song. It was before my time, but I liked it.
It was before your time?
Yeah.
What are you, 25?
Somebody says that. How old are you?
I'm just 40.
Just 40. That's good.
Yeah.
He's not a millennial, so he's not a boomer. He would be in that age bracket between the millennials and the boomers, Richie.
Wow.
So... The Romantics, yeah, this is a group that did have quite a repertoire, and that's why sometimes these things are fun, because we find out something that we think just doesn't compute,
yeah.
Doesn't make sense, but yet it's true. That's really what the
I would bet you $1,000 that What I Like About You was the number 3 hit, and Talking in Your Sleep was the number 49 hit.
Yeah.
But I was wrong.
All right. So, Don, hold on just a second. We'll get your address. We'll send you one of these CDs that's full of one-hit wonders. That's the way this works. Talking in Your Sleep, The Romantics, is our one-hit wonder song of the day. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Common question on the show is about dog aggression. There are many, many different reasons why a dog may act aggressively towards another person or another dog or a cat or any number of things. The dog may be afraid, he may be stressed because his space has been violated, he may feel the need to dominate if he's been trained submissively, he may be protective of you or the family, he may just be curious, or he may be overexcited. There are many things you can do to prevent aggression. First of all, be calm and decisive. Dogs are very, very intuitive and very sensitive to their guardian's feelings. So if you're stressed out, if you're afraid, if you're anticipating a reaction on your dog's part, the dog will react accordingly. When you're dealing with aggression, sometimes the best thing to do is ignore. Teach the dog avoidance. Very often, the owner will overreact to the dog's aggression, creating more. So remember, good basic training, a lot of socializing, and you won't have to resolve the problem because your dog won't be aggressive to begin with. I'm Warren Eckstein.
No, it's always on my mind, kid. Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with 2 sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Did you get a new job last year? Or did you not get a new job because on the way to the interview you remembered you're terrible at interviews, so you hired a guy off the internet to do the interview for you and didn't really think it through because he got the job and is now very happy in his new position? Huh. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you get a new job, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Now 33 at the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Rich McFadden and I are here to work our way through many of the issues of the day so that you'll have a sense of what's going on. You can join us at 888-302-3684 should you want to do that. The last half hour, moderately discombobulated.
Tin can and a string there.
Oof, for a while. All right, but before I was so rudely interrupted by Dr. Technology, I was talking about the fact that Walmart and McDonald's, some of these other companies that are paying minimum wage, or now they're exceeding minimum wage by a dollar or two an hour, that still doesn't fix the problem. And it brought me also around to thinking about this continuing mantra that some have about the difference between the rich and the poor, the gap that's there. It depends on where you live in this country, literally. Because political philosophy, being what it is, often is geographic. So if you live in an area, and I'll use Walmart as an example, in their headquarters in Arkansas, they are looked upon as almost godlike, the people that run Walmart, even though, and people that work there, it's almost like a cult. And it isn't that way everywhere in the country, but I'm just using Arkansas. In Arkansas, there is great attention paid to what's going on at Walmart. And the people who are supportive and love Walmart are people who are on the exact opposite end of the spectrum from the people who own Walmart. The Walmart family, Walton's children, all of them, I think there are four of them, are worth in excess of $25 billion apiece. Their annual income is between $1 and $2 billion. And that's for doing nothing except having their father having started the company. They did nothing. They have none of the children in the Walmart family, Walton family, have anything to do with the operation of the store itself.
They don't run it. They're not principals.
Nothing. No.
Really?
Yep. Not a bit to do with any of the operations of Walmart. It's done. There are people who came up the hard way or the good way through the, I think most of the people that I know of at Walmart are all people that came up through the ranks. I don't think they've hired outside Walmart. I don't think they've ever for leadership. I stand to be corrected, but I don't think that's the case. But the Walton family themselves have long since been out of it, and they just get their checks from the value of their stock, the investment, whatever it is. And so as you think through the different ways that people look at this issue of rich and poor and the impact that it has on you, not just your bank account, but the whole discussion of have and have nots in our country. Here's one overview that I found fascinating, frankly. I wanted to learn more about it. As you know, anybody who does this for a living exposes themselves, they're going to do a good job, to all kinds of ideas from all different sources. And I've got 14 different sources every day that I look at. So I'm sort of rummaging around through some of this stuff, and I just found an income overview, or let's say this is a profile of communities that have high levels of income inequality. And the biggest problem is in health. Those who live in places where there are a lot of rich people and there are a lot of poor people, the poor people have bad health. And they have bad health opportunities because most of the facilities that are available in these rich counties, and I guess I'd use Los Angeles or where I am here in Santa Monica. If you're poor, you couldn't survive here. I mean that in terms of day to day. You can survive here as a homeless person or as somebody who
and there's
is
plenty of them.
Out, oh, my God, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And so that's one thing. But I'm talking about people who actually reside in a place, the Hamptons is another place. You won't find any poor people there.
You know what? Wow. Think about this.
Yeah.
How much do you think a homeless person sitting on the 3rd Street Promenade there in Santa Monica makes a year?
How much do they collect?
Just by handouts.
In collection, you mean with a tin can, sir?
Uh-huh. Yep.
How much might they make?
Yeah.
They could make easily better than minimum wage. Easily,
I would imagine that they make $15,000 to $20,000
a year. Yeah, $15,000 to $20,000 is probably it's better than being homeless in Santa Monica is better than working at Walmart
in Arkansas.
In Arkansas,
so
right.
Being homeless in Santa Monica probably pays more than working at Walmart in Arkansas.
We call it being paid, but the point of this research that I'm talking about looks at health rankings around the country. And they equate the health rankings to the population and to the access to good quality medical care. If there are a lot of rich people, they have the market locked up and there isn't a lot of resource material available. That is good hospitals available for people in these areas because most of them don't take insurance or they don't take the conventional insurance. I was in a place yesterday. I'm getting my back worked on. First question, the guy says, they ask is, what's your insurance? I'm on Medicare. Oops, sorry, we don't take it. $200. And
yep.
And so I said, okay, well, what would it be if, let's just make this a for instance. If I didn't have Medicare and I had insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield, $85. So Blue Cross Blue Shield would pay $85 for that visit, but I'm paying cash and it's $200. And so the people who don't have any cash can't get access. Most of the time they don't have insurance either. They can't get access to health care in that scenario. So that's why there is such a wide divide. If my, I don't know if I'm making an argument, but my, I'm making a point here that I found interesting. The study used Westchester County, New York, which is a very affluent county. And the inequality status there is amazing. And so, but think about it for a second. I'm not suggesting there's a solution to the problem. I'm just telling you that it's the looking at the financial realities, the monetary realities of this, show how the divide is demonstrated in our country in just one specific way.
Just the fact that so many times the answer to this is we need to raise the minimum wage.
No, it's not the answer.
Because working as a cashier at the drive-thru at McDonald's should afford you the ability to sustain a house and a family. And that's not the kind of job where you should be able to pay your mortgage, raise a family with. It's an entry-level job that then you grow and maybe you end up being the manager of the McDonald's. Then
so you have a house. Here's how this specious argument gets divided down. I was talking about the Waltons and their fortune. The amount of money that the Walton family was worth from the beginning of 2014 to the end of 2014 increased by $20 billion. Each one of the Walton heirs increased their value or their stake in Walmart by $5 billion. All right? So let's say you take half that amount, $10 billion. They, if they chose, could give every one of the Walmart employees a $5 an hour raise and still keep the other $10 billion they made last year. Now, I think that puts it into perspective.
Yeah,
I'm not suggesting, I'm not advocating it. I'm just giving you a for instance. Say what?
And that would be nice. Okay,
yeah, it's their choice. This is an example. I'm not advocating it. I'm just telling you that's what happened.
Let's remember, though, there's a lot of people bash Walmart because of this big $16 billion a year company.
Yeah.
But remember, that $16 billion that they made last year is on $400 billion worth of business.
Yeah, it's not a lot of money in percentage terms.
Their profit percentage-wise is 3.2% profit.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it's not like they are just socking. Now, the family personally is, but the corporation, after all is said and done, is making 3.2%.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a huge profit margin.
All right, so you know what? The people that love to throw darts at the executive pay, the taxpayer, amount of money performance pay over a 6-year period for Walmart's top 8 executives was $298 million. And that is an expense to Walmart. And in that way, they, by paying out that money, they saved $104 million in taxes. Got it? You understand?
Yeah.
So then the taxpayer, it looks like the taxpayer is subsidizing what the guys who are at the top in Walmart are making. It's an argument that I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You can argue it on both sides, but it's an interesting number anyway to look at. How about good news? The Radio Shack situation. U.S. bankruptcy court yesterday cleared the way for a hedge fund to buy 1,700 of the Radio Shack stores.
And do what?
Put them into Sprint. They become Sprint stores. Save 7,500 jobs. Because all those people that work there are now going to work for Sprint.
So Radio Shack is still gone.
Gonzo. But
okay.
The employees.
But at least the employees, okay.
Right.
But locations and employees.
Yes, right. 16 before the hour on Good Day. Television report up next.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
For over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week, get stunning Espresso Hevea 3/4-inch solid refinished hardwood for just $2.99. Or natural strand bamboo for 41% less than our competitors. And 18-month special financing. You trust our value, we value your trust. For quality hardwood, see the flooring experts. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Haven't filed your taxes yet? Remember that some of the things that you did last year could be worth valuable tax deductions and credits. For example, travel to help your favorite charitable organization may be tax deductible. TurboTax will walk you through over 350 tax deductions and credits so you don't forget about them. Go to TurboTax.com today and get started free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLife technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Well, let's see what American Idol is up to. The producers say they're taking a page out of the Voice playbook with an Idol fan save. The save be used in American Idol as the season begins in January. No, it's not. It's on now.
It's on now.
Yeah, okay. Finishing up the season. They got, what, about a month, they have month and a half.
Yeah.
Because the sweeps will go to the third Thursday in May. So this save will give you the power to rescue one of your fans, one of your favorites if you're a fan, from extinction. There's a Twitter hashtag that you'll be able to use. During the show, Ryan Seacrest will announce which two contestants are on the bottom and will give out their save hashtags. Viewers will have 5 minutes to tweet their choice, determining which singer will get to stay.
That's
pretty amazing,
that.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Think about that. That is cool. Just the fact that all media is becoming so interactive.
Yeah.
That they can do something live and we can immediately send a wave of response and vote.
Yeah.
And they'll get millions of votes.
Yeah, of course they will. NBC announces that a couple of cast members are going back to Law and Order SVU. Dan Florek, who is with the show for 21 years, the original Law and Order, and then he went to SVU, and Andre Brower. Is that how you pronounce it? I always mispronounce it.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't remember him.
Really good black actor. He was in that Baltimore Wire. I think he's been most of the time he plays a cop.
He's on that silly cop
show now with Adam, whatever his name is.
He played in Homicide, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right. Anyway, they're going in May. Brower is an attorney for Project Innocence. I don't know. When I see these stories, I don't want to get into the nuances of the story. Anyway, Cragen, who's now retired, returns to the squad room to help reopen a particular case that Brower was involved in. I don't know why he left. He's in his mid... I think he's about the same age as I am. I remember meeting him at a Christmas
party. He is 52.
Florek?
Oh, no, Florek? No, you're talking about Brower.
No, Brower would be in his 50s, yeah. No, Dan Florek, I think, is in his... I think he's about the same age as I am.
Yeah, no, he's
actually... And just decided he didn't want to work anymore. So anyway, the premiere of a series based on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show feature of lip-syncing dueling celebrities on Spike TV, throwing open the door of its boys' clubhouse to women. Apparently, Spike is a network that's aimed at men. All these
stupid
action
guy
movies.
TV.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. See, that's a good way of putting it, Richie.
Stupid guy TV. Right. That's good stuff.
So anyway, Jimmy Fallon and Dwayne Johnson, known as The Rock, are featured in the first episode with LL Cool J as the host, Emily Blunt, Anne Hathaway, Terrence Howard, Queen Latifah, Justin Bieber, and Mike Tyson are among others who will show their performance chops on the show's initial run. You take a song, apparently, and you lip sync to it.
Yeah.
You come up with something better.
Yeah, Fallon does, and it's really funny.
Is it funny?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sling TV, what do you know about them?
Sling TV, it's kind of being able to watch what's on your cable box anywhere.
Dish Network's web-based streaming service announced it reached a deal with HBO to offer Game of Thrones as content. The service will be an add-on for Sling. You pay $15 a month to get 12 TV channels. Sling TV is saying that this is something special. Am I reading this right? $15 a month to watch Game of Thrones?
No, that $15 show? A month to watch to have the Sling TV service.
Oh, okay.
And Game of Thrones would be a part of that.
Got it. All right, let's see. We got time for one more story?
One more quickie.
All right. Monica Lewinsky is probably going to go to The View. Barbara Walters talking behind the scene.
That would be interesting.
Rosie O'Donnell, Gonzo, who needs her? Monica Lewinsky is Barbara Walters' choice to go to The View.
Monica Lewinsky should be on Lip Sync Battle with The Rock.
You think so?
That would be fun.
I think this would be a very smart move.
It would certainly get initial ratings.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, there's the television story, 51 After on Good Day.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
At the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now is Tom Kreitler, who's the host of the nationally syndicated Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Programmy. He's the author of My Home, My Money Pit, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. His wife gets credit on it because she cleans up the money pit.
I too. Funny of that myself. Yes.
All right. So you write in your blog, and we've got it on the Better Living page at DougSteffen.com, about Black and Decker cordless trimmer edgers and what impact they have. I don't understand. Eliminates the hassle of gas.
Well, you know, this
talking
is the time of year
when on a blower.
Yeah, yeah. Folks are starting to get their mowers and their trimmers out of storage now and getting them ready for the season. And, of course, there's a whole bunch of hassle associated with that. Not to mention the fact is that how many mornings do you wake up when you hear people using these tools, you know, at 6, 7 in the morning?
Right.
waking everybody up. The thing is, the battery powered technology has gotten so advanced today that you can get plenty of power and battery life out of one of these battery powered products. So the Black & Decker product, what they did now is they've developed brushless motors, which give you more runtime and more power than the old fashioned brushed motors. Plus, the batteries are now 40 volt batteries, and these 40 volt batteries can not only power the string trimmer and the edger, but there's a mower, electric sweepers, different tools in the line that can run off the same battery. So, you know, look, if you've got a huge farm like our friend Doug here, perhaps battery powered tools aren't the way to go. But if you've got, you know, the average American yard, I think this is a great alternative.
Yeah, it is a good alternative. But it, yeah, it's not something we could use to power too much.
No, when you head out to the West 40, probably lose power by the time you get out there.
All right, Tom prides himself being able to answer lots of questions. You can, by the way, go to the Money Pit website, moneypit.com, or you can call 888-MONEY-PIT, and you can ask by leaving a question. That means that the producers will pay attention to it. You can do it 24-7, and the questions, will, chances are, get answered on the weekend show that you can hear on hundreds of radio stations around the country. Here's a question from a listener named Michelle. We have a ranch house with forced air heating and cooling. The master bedroom is across the hall from the nursery, and the ductwork runs under the floor between the rooms. Both doors closed. We can hear the baby in his room through the vents. Is there any way to prevent the sound transmission? I would think you'd want to hear what the baby was doing or not doing, but that would
just
think me.
Think of all the money you save by not needing to buy a baby monitor.
Right.
You know? Well, sound transmission is an issue, and the way it can be probably modified, lessened, not completely eliminated, is by insulating those heating ducts. There's insulation that can actually run inside the ducts that will slow the transmission, the bounce of those sound waves off the ducts. But I would say that that's a pretty major repair, because you've got to open up the ceiling below or the floor above to get to that duct if it's running through the floor. So, Michelle, I might just cherish these moments for the next year or two while the baby's frequently crying, because, you know, it's not going to be forever, and probably going to save yourself a boatload of money because you won't have to tear up your floor.
Brandon writes, the tag on my 10-year-old light fixture says to use no more than 75 watts. Is it safe to use an LED bulb rated equivalent to 100 watts?
You know, that's a great question.
That's a good question.
That's a situation we find ourselves in, because all of our light fixtures and the heat ratings are based on incandescent bulbs. But, of course, the LED bulbs, if it's a 100-watt bulb, it's equivalent to the power consumption of a 25-watt incandescent. So I'd say probably yes. The only reason I'm not saying absolutely is because I know that some of the LED bulbs get a bit warm in the way they generate that light, but I would say most cases you can do that.
Right. All right, here's listener Cheryl, who has discovered that the radon vent in her 2-year-old home ends in the attic and is not vented outdoors. That doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. What's the story?
Well, it
of
actually
that?
Does make a lot of
does
sense.
Doug,
and here's why. Because in certain parts of the country, the building code requires that the builders rough in the radon piping. So this is the piping that is inside the walls of the home, and it goes right down to the basement and below the floor. So they're required to do that because you can't test for radon until the home is complete. And if you wait until the home is complete, of course, it becomes a major construction project to run that pipe. It's very simple to run it during construction. So now that the home is complete, Cheryl, if you've not ever done a radon test, I would encourage you to do that. And then once you get the results of that test, if in fact it comes in high, that pipe would be extended through the roof and a fan would be inserted in the attic to basically depressurize the slab underneath in your basement, pulling the gas safely out of the house.
All right, I guess got a call from Senator Menendez, who represents your state of New Jersey, and wants to know if you can figure out a way to get him a hacksaw into his soon-to-be prison cell.
We'll bake him a cake.
That's it, right. And make sure that it's not a cake that you're going to use later on in a gay wedding. 59 after the hour.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.